Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Garth Lagerwey, who joins us right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And Garth, can you answer that for us?
We don't know for sure yet, but I would say it's trending really positively. We expect him back. And to the Giannis comment from the NBA, he's probably in a hyperbaric chamber at least some of the time.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that because it's part of our big building expansion over here at Atlanta United. You know, we're upping our investment over $85 million. One of the things we're building is an altitude room, so we can mimic some of the effects of the hyperbaric chamber training at altitude, because that is a way to get your athletes 24-hour care.
Wow, that's pretty wild. I know the Hawks have got one.
They do.
Do you have a TV in that thing?
Sorry, say that again?
Is there a TV in that hyperbaric chamber?
Is there a TV? Yeah, I hope so. A TV, hopefully some Wi-Fi, you know, maybe a couple of muffins.
I was going to say, because what was that movie with John Hurt where he goes sensory deprivation? I don't think it's like that. I mean, you can read a book or something. Anyway, Garth Lagerwey answering the great questions about getting guys back on the field here. That was a tough loss. In the past, we joked around about draws that feel like losses, and that was one that kind of stung because you had that 2-0 lead.
We did, and we were disappointed about it, and we were bummed, and it was frustrating in a moment. And then, you know, look, you got to remind yourself, we're still on our way up. We're still building this team, and we played against the last undefeated team nonetheless, and we were better than them for 70 minutes. Now, we gave it away in the end. That's still a bummer, but I think we're making progress. You know, if you told me we're 7 games in and we are tied for fewest goals allowed in the league, I would say, hey, you know, that's not bad. So, now, am I bummed we gave up the 2 against Philly? We are, but if we've given up 7 in 7 games, like, you know, that's right. Pretty good.
I want to get back to this new training center or the expansion. Yeah. Was this your vision when you got here? Was this something you wanted? Because, listen, Mike and I have been over there tons of times.
Pretty
Garth.
Nice.
You know, yeah. I mean, like, other guys around the league come here and they're like, damn, they got it good. I mean, like, this is going to be off the chain here with the expansion. Was this your vision?
Look, this was started before I got here. I would say I helped it along. In the sense that, you know, when I was with Seattle, you know, we had been working on a project. We in Seattle had been working on a project that opened just this spring. And that was to bring Seattle up to par with Atlanta. And there were some things there that we felt like we could bring over here and we could do. But the other big piece of this is we are looking at all these international soccer events now in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You know, we played the Cibeles Cup. 50,000 people there, the biggest crowd for any event that's not part of a World Cup in the United States history. And we got League's Cup that's coming here in the summer. We got Copa America here in the summer. And all these teams need to be hosted somewhere. They need to train somewhere. So what this expansion will do, in part, in addition to that altitude training room and some cognitive training spaces, because that's all the rage nowadays in terms of mental health for your players and processing speed and all that good stuff. So we'll have those bells and whistles, but we'll also be able to host a second team, and we're going to get some of the best national teams in the world, men's and women. We're going to get some of the best club teams in the world in here, men's and women's. And what we believe is that's going to help our player recruiting long term as well, where it's not just our guys that are coming here saying, hey, this place is really cool. Right. It's people from outside saying, man, I want to play for Atlanta United someday.
You know, and then also having the U.S. Soccer Training Center just broke ground on last week on the south side of town. Where do you think U.S. soccer is right now? I mean, both men's and women's.
You know, look, the men are up to one of their highest rankings they've ever had. They're 11th in the world right now. The women just won the She Believes Cup. So, you know, look, the women historically obviously have been dominant. And, you know, the Olympics is coming up for both men and women this summer. So it'll be fun to watch them both in action. Caleb Wiley hopefully be playing in that for the U.S. men. But this is part of it. You know, that She Believes, that opening game here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the women were out here training at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground for the whole week. So really excited to see that partnership start to get rolling.
Garth Lagerwey, our guest, president of Atlanta United. Season ticket sales have reached the levels before COVID-19, right? That's kind of what everybody and across the business world always relates to now, right? It's
right.
Before COVID, where were we? Things were taking off. And Garth, the renewals are high. The team has sold, 1,000 more season tickets and increased its season ticket capacity. Just talk a little bit about that. I mean, listen, you came here and you said, obviously, we want to be in the playoffs, but the retention level has been high. And I think part of that is because of you guys delivering on these players.
Yeah, look, I do sense that there's some positive buzz, and we have had a couple good windows in a row in terms of last summer, this winter, in terms of adding talent to the roster. And you know, look, the other thing that what we did talk about in Philly is we were down 3 starters and some key reserves in terms of some injuries, and so our depth really looked good. You know, Noah Cobb's 18 years old playing center back for us. Caleb Wiley's 19 years old starting at left back for us. You know, and, you know, Mascara's coming off the bench in his early 20s and helping us, and Tyler Wolf starting on the wing. And so we had some really good positive things to talk about in that sense. But on the business side, yeah, we're doing well. Business looking good. It's synergistic, right? I mean, these things go hand in hand. The better the team plays, the more buzz around the team, the better we should do in terms of selling not just tickets, but sponsorships and jerseys and the whole nine. And, you know, look, Atlanta United, you know, it wasn't that long ago, 17, 18, and 19, you know, arguably the most successful professional sports launch in any sport in history. You guys are part of it. You know, it is hard to get back to that height, but I think that certainly has to be the ambition.
Yeah, Alexi Lalas, we were saying, you know, Atlanta United, my super club, and that's what we're aspiring to. And the good news is just 4 points out of first place. You're going to see Cincinnati next, and they're just a point ahead of us. So one thing for certain, with the style, I mean, we always say, you know, style puts fannies in the seats, guard, that it's just been fun to watch.
Yeah, and like, look, the start on the weekend started a little bit slow, right? And then we had 4 goals in the second half, and it was madness and chaos. And, you know, one thing, I've been there long enough times now that the fans really drive us. You know, when you get into that stadium and you know, you start going for it, we were up 2-0, and we were trying to score the third, right? No one was parking the bus and sitting back and saying, hey, we're just going to close this thing out. So maybe we need a little hint of more of that every once in a while. But it's just a really fun place to play, and our fans are getting into it. And I think you're seeing that both in terms of the coverage and in terms of the attendance.
Next up, Cincinnati for Atlanta United right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Garth Lagerwey, always good to talk with you, man. We'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.